Welcome to this daily PBGA devotional. Read Leviticus 13, Proverbs 27, and Psalm 99 if you're following the Old Testament reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Proverbs 27, specifically verse 22, but I'll read the whole chapter of Proverbs at this time. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand is a burden, but aggravation from a fool outweighs them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is like a flood, but who can withstand jealousy? Better an open rebuke than love that is concealed. The wounds of a friend are faithful, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The soul that is full loathes honey, but to a hungry soul any bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who wanders from his home. Oil and incense bring joy to the heart, and the sweetness of a friend is counsel to the soul. Do not forsake your friend or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart, so that I can answer him who taunts me. The prudent see danger and take cover, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of him who posts security for a stranger. Get collateral if it is for a foreigner. If one blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be counted to him as a curse. A constant dripping on a rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Restraining her is like holding back the wind or grasping oil with one's right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so the heart reflects the true man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. A crucible for silver and a furnace for gold, but a man is tested by the praise accorded him. And here's our verse for today's devotional. Though you grind a fool like grain with mortar and a pestle, yet his folly will not depart from him. Be sure to know the state of your flocks and pay close attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to every generation. When hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grain from the hills is gathered, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed you, food for your household, and nourishment for your maid servants. This is God's Word. Again, this devotional is about Proverbs 27, verse 22. Let's read the NIV's version, which says this. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Why do some people make a bad decision once and learn from it, while others make the same bad decisions many times over? The answer is that the one who learns from their bad decisions is on the path to wisdom. Wisdom comes from fearing the Lord and humbly accepting rebuke, either from God or from your friends, as we saw in verses 5 and 6 and verse 17, or from the consequences that bad decisions inevitably bring. Yes, the consequences of bad decisions should be a rebuke to people who make bad decisions. The wisest person believes what God's Word says and makes choices accordingly. Let's call this grade A wisdom. This person does not try to test God's Word by making moral choices that are against what God's Word says. Instead, the one with grade A wisdom obeys God's Word because that person believes it to be true. This person will avoid many heartaches and problems simply because they believed God. In this case, God's word provides the rebuke in advance and teaches the wise person not to give in to that sinful desire of his or her heart. Now, nobody does this perfectly. After all, we're all sinners. But God's grace allows some people to sin less than others because they wisely believe and obey God's commands. A step below the wisest person is the person who watches the decisions made by others, notices whether the outcome is good or bad, and then makes choices accordingly. Let's call this grade B wisdom. Now, this person learns from the mistakes and misdeeds of others and avoids many heartaches and problems as a result. In other words, the rebuke is found in the life consequences produced by those who live immorally. The person with grade B wisdom believes that bad consequences that follow the sinful choices of others will come to him or her if they make the same sinful choices, and so they don't. Next, we have the person who sins, either because they are ignorant of God's commands and the bad consequences others have, or because they ignore the sources of rebuke from grade A and grade B wisdom. This person learns wisdom by experience and acquires what we might call grade C wisdom. They experience the consequences and pain of their own sins, and at that point choose to believe and act differently in the future as a result. So we have grade A wisdom. Those people hear the rebuke of God's word and avoid many sins because they believe it to be true. Grade B wisdom is the person who sees others disobey God's word, and they avoid sin as a result. They may not catch it from God's word itself, but they see it in the experience of others. The grade C wisdom person is the person who sins, but learns from the pain of their sins and the consequences. Finally, at the bottom, we have the fool. He's got grade F wisdom, which is equivalent to straight up folly. Now, I know I've skipped D here, but we just have to go with F for the fool, right? So, the fool has grade F wisdom, which is equivalent to straight up folly. This person does whatever he wants, regardless of whether or not God has commanded against it, or others have experienced the pain that comes from it. This person believes that he is some kind of exception. While God's word may be true for everyone else, the fool believes he or she will not be hurt by their sins like everyone else is. And if this person sins once and pays the price for it, they believe that's an anomaly, so they sin again, expecting a different result. Proverbs 27:22 then addressed this kind of person, the person with folly, with grade F wisdom. And that verse, Proverbs 27, verse 22, says that you can try as many ways as you want, as often as you want, to drive the folly out of the fool. But it says, you will not remove their folly from them, even if you grind a fool in a mortar. This person, the fool, the grade F person, learns nothing from anyone, not from God's word, not from the mistakes and misdeeds of others, and not even from their own experiences. A few years ago, someone was planning an unwise, sinful action, and several of us spoke to him about it. We pleaded with him not to do what he intended to do. This encounter was not our first with this person. I had personally witnessed him disregarding his parents' instructions, even though he was warned. When that decision got him in trouble, he tried to sin his way out of it again, even though I and others urged him not to. Finally, when I heard of this person's plans to sin again, I told him, "Haven't you learned anything from your experience? You sin, it gets you into trouble, so you sin more to try to get yourself out of it." Sad to say, our rebuke did not work. Showing him scripture did not change his actions. Pleading with him to at least try a different path fell on deaf ears. This person was determined to prove God's word right, not by obeying it to avoid trouble, but by disobeying it, making their own sinful choices. He thought he was an exception to the rule. I think he made a fool's choice that would hurt him, just as God's word said. Are you one who accepts good confrontation from someone or someone who argues and ignores it? Few people like to confront others, and nobody enjoys being confronted. A wise person, however, will accept rebuke. Rebuke from God's word, rebuke from the experience of others, or rebuke from their own experiences. A wise person will accept rebuke from one of these sources or all of them and change course. Is that you? Or will you keep making morally foolish decisions despite God's clear commands or the pain that results? God is gracious and merciful, but not to the fool. He is gracious and merciful to those who accept rebuke and repent, changing their minds and choosing a different path. If you're on an unwise path, please let these verses turn your thinking. Don't be a fool. And if you found this devotional helpful, let me encourage you to find it in your email tomorrow. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. Please consider supporting me financially. Go to dailypbj.com/support. Finally, please share this with someone who might want to go up a grade in their wisdom. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.